call this meeting to order. Requirement of the Open Public Meeting Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Joel.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Connery.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Thompson.
Here. First up, we have the minutes of February 5.
Here's the minutes of February 5. Second.
Anybody?
Second.
Anybody
want to?
Second. Second. Thank you. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstained.
Council appearance even this evening. Mr. Pahorley, we have you on first.
Good evening.
Good evening.
At the last meeting, I presented an overview of a tree planting project which would involve the community planting trees on public and private properties. I've done a fair amount of outreach to different groups who are interested in the project. And I think at the last meeting, you seemed to be in favor of it, but you needed more information. So I gave Christine a copy of an overview of Sustainable Jersey, which you should have gotten. Mm-hmm. And then I also provided, there are two public properties involved, and aerial photographs of these properties. And on the one, which is over by the community gardens, the sewage treatment plant, I just came up with my own little conceptual plan just for a visual aid. Not that that's the way it's going to look, but just as a possible layout with some trees, maybe some shrubs. But there's a detention basin you have to be careful of, and also there's a trunk line, sewer trunk line easement that you have to kind of avoid too. So at this point, I was hoping that the council could appoint a committee, and maybe we could follow up on the Sustainable Jersey, which seems to be a nice opportunity, perhaps for money, for acquiring the planting materials. And of course, Sustainable Jersey there's more to it than just planting trees, which is fine. I mean, I don't mind being involved in that. I mean, assuming if you do approve of this, that you would put me on the committee, hopefully. my overview for tonight. And does anybody have any more questions?
Gary, do we have to adopt another resolution to be involved with the Sustainable Jersey?
We did adopt one previously.
Yeah,
it's only good for 3 years.
It's only good for 3 years.
Okay.
So maybe you may have to do it again as a formality.
Okay.
I guess it would be safe to just readopt it, I would say.
Okay. Council have any questions, comments? Rob?
Yeah. were these, Gary, the only two sites that you had really planned to? From your last discussion, I thought it was going to be many sites, and these are only a couple of the ones you mentioned.
Well, from the public side, I was going to focus on those two,
mm-hmm.
because there are other public properties, but I figured just starting out, I didn't want to get over my head.
Okay.
I figured, let me just start with these two and see how it goes. And on the private sector side, of course, there would be other ones.
I mean, because personally, I would like to see, a little beautification maybe in the entrances of, on the borders of our community would be good. But, that's just my opinion.
We certainly could do that, too.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. Like I said, I was just trying to start small,
right.
Get my feet wet, and then see how it goes and how things evolve.
And there's other public spaces. Maybe, we have the rec here tonight. There's probably some areas maybe of the park that you might want to work with them on, too, something else. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So council like to, oh, sorry, Dave, you have something?
Yeah, on your photograph of the community garden, you have kind of like little X's there for the trees, the water trees. On the one there by the school, where exactly do you plan on that one right there?
How?
The trees at? In this lot back here?
Yeah, in this area, plant along here and all along the edge. And then there's a part of the detention basin. In the detention basin, you could plant something that's more like grass or flowers or that kind of thing. But I wouldn't plant like large trees in the detention basin.
Would be able to plant anything in the detention basin?
No, you really shouldn't, just, yeah.
Plus, I know a lot of kids like to go there and do their sledding in the winter time.
Oh, yes.
Is that what you were going to bring up?
No, I just had a quick question about the caliper of the tree that you're looking to get.
That will probably be worked with the Shade Tree Commission, too.
Well, if we're going to have volunteers planting this, and also money is a constraint, it's probably something a little smaller than maybe what the shade tree ordinarily would to plant. And they may only be medium size.
Right. But just because if you get a 3-inch caliper tree, it's a lot more expensive than a 1-inch caliper tree.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think you would have the money to buy, large cubits with huge root ball, right? And that would be, we would go through money in another time, right?
We might be able to help you out on the rec side, because I actually put in for an Arbor Day request. And I think they're sending us, 50 trees, supposedly, various kinds, but they're, 2 feet high. They're tiny. So most of them probably didn't make it, so to speak, after they're planted, but
right.
You're welcome to have as many as you want. That we, we can work together to figure out uses for them.
Okay. That'd be great.
Sure.
Well, thanks.
You want to be on the committee?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll say maybe.
Fair enough. Any other questions for Mr. Pohorley? Do we want to go forward with his suggestion and take the next step at least?
Yeah, I would make
sure,
the
absolutely.
Motion to go
yeah.
forward
well,
and
that motion.
Make the resolution for the sustainable jersey as well as set up a committee.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
Well,
yes.
Do we need to do a resolution for the sustainable New Jersey?
Yeah.
We do.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. We'll be in touch, Gary.
Well, thank you very much. I'll keep you in the loop.
Thank you.
Who wants to be on the committee?
So now you're appointing people to this committee, like from the planning board? And those are my questions. I can't be on the
committee,
so I wouldn't have made the motion.
I
didn't make
reach
it. I
out to
be
various
on
people to see if they want to
okay.
be on it, and then put something on the website, saying that we're forming the green team.
The green team. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Recreation Commission. Mr. Cioni. Mr. Hammond. Thank you.
Budget plan here.
Let's do it.
Basically, the same as the first one,
because
minus the
sentence.
Bring minus
the question. All right. We're not looking for too much this year, thankfully. The pool is in definite need of some renovation, so we need some materials to clean and repaint after we chip off the paint that is there. We're hoping to get some lounge chairs. We have a lot of the community that asks for chairs. I mean, it's tough to bring your own when you're carrying a whole bunch of kids and bags and equipment.
We only have about 6 functioning chairs.
Exactly. If that, at this point.
There's 6.
Mm. And we went through with our background checks, so they've been going very well. I'm just looking for some help in that department.
With the pool, are the tiles okay? Do you anticipate any tiles or regrouting or anything like that?
Last year we never were able to replace the tiles that had fallen off.
This year, that's one of the spring projects as part of the prep work for painting and resurfacing the pool. The pool, last time it was painted, was 4 years ago at least, and that was with DPW's help. So with all the chlorinated chemicals and all the other stuff, it takes a lot of wear and tear on the pool. So part of the process that we want to do is Recreation's going to probably rent a sandblaster to sort of take some of the top coat off so that we have a good prep surface so that whatever we do paint and patch adheres really well and lasts a lot longer than just slapping another coat of paint on 40 other coats of paint. The tiles will be replaced. Areas that are failing now that are still up or on the floors would be knocked out and patched and replaced so that once we do put the new surface, the new paint down, we'll have a solid foundation around it. No more pool tiles falling off. I mean, pool tiles falling off is almost a yearly thing. Some are always going to fall, but I think we can mitigate that somewhat by prepping the surface properly, putting the right grout and the right adhesive in there this year. So that's one of our top spring projects.
Okay. Any other questions?
What's the life expectancy of that paint, like you say, about 4 or 5 years?
Well, again, the last coat of paint we put on was probably, it was aqua paint, you know, mm-hmm. that type of specialized paint.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it on basically over the existing surface. So we're hoping that if we prep the surface properly, we probably could get another year or two out of it. So I think realistically 4 to 6 years before we really have to come back and look for painting again, which isn't horrible considering it's underwater most of the time.
Okay.
So we'll discuss this with all the other department requests on Saturday, right? We're not making any decisions tonight.
Right.
Yeah,
this is the full request.
I'm not clear on a couple of things.
Yeah, 39.98.72.
No.
Because we could talk about the fencing at the grandstand separately.
Okay.
Well, because if council decides that the grandstand fencing project can be done by the recreation department, we could take that on. We just need the funds to do that, and we have all the documentation for that, and the estimates.
So you're still requesting the fencing then?
Yeah, we have to. It's a safety requirement. We have to fix it. We have to replace it. But we did solicit three separate estimates for the fencing replacement, and we have those estimates here.
Yeah, the initial estimate that was put in the first request
was preliminary.
And
was the first estimate we actually
So what is it? It's not on
here. It's not on here. It's a separate estimate.
Because technically, repair of the property does not fall under recreation. Recreation's programs that are self-sustaining, the park is not an income-generating program. And so we took that off as technically a recreation project,
right,
which we're happy
I thought looking at this, that's all you were requesting. I thought you weren't requesting the fencing anymore.
Well, I mean, I had the safety inspector came by and checked it out, and I'm going to pass around. He kind of said to me he recommended not having anybody in it until we did replace the fencing. There's areas where the wood is rotted and it's not even attached at the bottom anymore, and up at the top, the highest points where you go to the top of the bleachers, there's no longer connections at the top, at the bottom and the sides of the fence. You literally can just push them out. If somebody's child leaned forward, they would just tumble out of the grandstand.
Is that connected to the wood? Is the wood rotten?
The wood is rotten.
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things. There's literally, it's connected by staples in a lot of places.
So it's not that fencing is going to replace that wood? So
there's going to be some wood replacement that's obviously rotted where it's going to junction, part of the process that we want to do in the spring is replace all the fencing in the early spring, but also in coordination with the annual Volunteers Days that I do. We're going to, while the fence is being replaced or shortly or in that interim period, we're going to paint the grandstand. We're going to try to get donations from Sherman Williams again for the paint, and we're going to use volunteers to do the painting, so that not only is the fence being replaced, but the outside of the grandstand is painted. So it's going to be part and parcel. So we'll probably have to replace some of the rotted wood as well, whether it's bleachers and stuff like that. Because it was only like 2-3 years ago, I think, when Gary was still here, that some of he had gotten some volunteers to replace a lot of the bleachers inside because they were rotted as well. So it's an 88-year-old building, so it definitely, you know, it needs a lot of love and maintenance. But we did get the estimates, and it was funny because you get three different estimates. You get a very same scope of work, but very different prices. York fence was the very high end at around $25,000. So it always is good practice to get three estimates.
Rob?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in previous years, most of that was just done on a yearly basis, right? Especially the pool pan?
No.
Wasn't that done every year?
Never.
The inside of the pool?
No.
Never?
No. Every year, no. Patching maybe, here and there, wherever it needed.
And painting?
No, touch up maybe.
Okay. But the fencing from the, on the grandstand, it's just chain link fence, it just needs to be fastened.
No.
Basically,
it's old deteriorated fence.
I was up there, I saw the fence.
You weren't inside the grandstand area, it's
Couldn't get in.
Right.
But anyway, it's chain link fence, it shouldn't be anything like these kind of numbers.
It is.
Well, I mean, the 9,700 is the lower number that we.
But in previous years also, hold on. In previous years, wasn't this something that the rec would normally take care of regular operating? Why is this a capital expense, I understand?
Because it's a rec building, it's not a recreation. Recreation doesn't own any of the buildings. So this is.
Right, but the maintenance is.
Maintenance, as far as cleaning and minor repair work, absolutely. But this isn't minor.
Well, I think that from what I saw when I went there, the repair of the fence, if it's not replaced, it's a repair, and it's a repair of a chain link fence, needs to be fastened in certain areas, would be, you know, way less money, so.
What does the letter say?
I'll pass it around.
It says that he suggests that council and the commission plan for it in a budget or future budgets. It doesn't say.
To replace.
Yes.
And I mean, I'd be happy to get him to further explain it, because he told, his exact words to me were, I don't think you should have anyone in here until you replace the fencing.
And who is this inspector?
The insurance.
He's a risk manager.
He's a risk manager.
Here's this if you want to show them the inspector thing. All right, so I'll get back to my question then. In the initial capital project thing, where you included the fencing, you said the cost was $12,152 plus 10% contingency for a total of $13,367.
Right, that was from the original estimate.
So now you're saying what's the estimate?
97 plus the 10%.
What's this 10% contingency?
Well, I put that in there because of uncertainty that happens in any job where, you know, we found this, or we found that, or whatever. So I didn't want us to be surprised with a higher number because of change orders or something, because something came up that wasn't anticipated. That's all. But the original 12,000 number was from the only, at the time, bid that I solicited, just to get a high ballpark figure of what we were looking at.
So you're talking approximately $11,000 with
the contingency. If we added a contingency, in short.
Now, the way I'm reading, Janine, you done? I don't want to step over you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The way I'm reading, just correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty familiar with fencing. They're saying the posts are all corners, and then there's a wire that actually interweaves on the bottom of that section of chain link fence, whatever it is, 8 feet, 10 feet tall. That's got to get replaced. And what about the fence itself? That's got to get, from what they're saying here, they're saying the wires and the galvanized posts on each corner, the whole thing.
All of the posts that you see in the grandstand, the big 3-inch or whatever,
they're
posts,
anchored down with screws.
They're staying.
Yeah, okay.
They're not being touched.
Okay.
The only thing that's being replaced is the fencing itself, the wire that you spoke about, and the metal band. You know, there's like a solid.
There's bands that hold the corners.
Galvanized.
The
well, there's a band that usually runs across the length of the bottom.
Like a half inch.
Yes.
Right.
That'll be new.
Okay.
You know, so if you look at some of the parts of the grandstand, especially up at the top, it's like a hodgepodge, patchwork of various interweavings, and it's just not safe. So all of that would be replaced, but the guts of it, the bones, the posts themselves remain.
Okay.
Which they'll probably be painted when we paint.
Okay. Including the backstop or anything?
The backstop is also being redone. As
what's
you know,
wrong with that?
It's all kicked in and mangled, basically. So at that point, it just made sense to replace. And the only thing that's being replaced there is the fence, not the posts.
I mean,
that's just
saying
if you replace it now and it's a couple years from that later, it's going to be replaced.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
the kids are going to be banging on it and kicking it out.
Well, I mean, that's anywhere. But I mean, do you not
you know, not ever change it, you know, I mean, that's the thing.
That's a safety hook.
I fence guy there.
Is it a want or a need? That's the thing.
The backstop is a want.
No, I mean, right now, it's...
The safety fencing is an absolute need, otherwise, no one would be allowed in that grandstand.
I disagree, because actually, okay, the backstop is, it's just a little bit pushed in. It's not mangled, as you called it.
The backstop is a want, not a need.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's what I said, you asked me that, and I said it's a want.
Okay.
The grandstand fencing is an absolute need, no argument there.
A repair?
No, a replacement. We're not patching it further.
Okay.
We're not gonna bring everybody in there to see, there's areas where it's patched, and the patched pieces are bent and rusted, and I've already had kids cut themselves on it before now.
Well, nobody wants kids to get hurt, certainly.
The backstop's not in there.
But some can be repaired rather than replaced completely, you know.
They just, when they did the estimate for that, that's...
Plus, I think these estimates are very...
Just the only other part of the fence they added to the estimate, it's in the estimate.
Here's the concern that I have.
I mean, we could take that out if that's the big issue.
Barbara's manager says that needs to be taken care of.
It needs to be taken care of.
It needs to be taken care of, especially if somebody gets hurt.
The liability.
Exactly.
Well, sure, nobody wants him to get hurt.
You know what I mean, it's in writing, am I right?
Yes.
Counselor?
You are.
Now, we have been made aware of a situation that is potentially dangerous, and if it becomes dangerous where somebody gets hurt, that does nothing for our case, does it?
It hurts it drastically, I would say.
Problem.
Yeah. The other part of that, too, Dave, is, you know, with all the things that we're actually probably most likely bringing in a 20-odd team softball men's league this year. And they're going to have people in those stands. And we have girls softball, which starts in March, April. They're going to have people in the stands. We have, we're trying to get men's baseball back, and they're going to have people in those stands.
Does that include in front of the dugouts? Does that have the fence?
No, you know, it was
but
funny because
the
original estimate, we had said that we wanted to close off the dugout area because of vandalism and loitering and those types of things. So what we decided after the fact was, you know, rather than do that, we said, well, what if we closed each end of the grandstand off that's currently open so that we have gates on either side so we can close it out. This way we don't have to worry about the dugout because the whole field will be enclosed and safe. So the gentleman from A&S said he would donate that part.
Gates.
Gates.
Correct. That's good. There you go. Good. And that was the little better A&S?
Mm-hmm. Well, will he put that in writing?
He did
already.
Okay.
How much were the gates otherwise?
Oh, we didn't even. Well, I mean, the estimate for just the dugouts from the original was like $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah.
Did any of these estimates include the home run netting, safety netting for the, you know, for protecting 31, the home run balls going over? That, you know,
that we
would
have to hang up on the
transition
pole? No.
It didn't.
That's a total
does that have to be replaced?
We have the netting. What we need to do is if we ever want to put it back up again, we need to get a steel cable and a pulley system so that one person could pretty much manipulate it to get it up and down rather than last time we had to get the fire department to do it, and it was inconvenient for everybody involved. So this, if we go that route, we're going to have a better pulley system so that it could be easily put up and taken down.
I also noticed, I don't know if you've ever been by Tannery Field in Hackettstown, which is right by the back end of Centenary College and Grand Avenue. They keep their fences up, and they have a men's softball league, by the way. They have they keep their nets up year round. They just secure them to a certain degree where I guess the wind doesn't affect them.
Right.
You know, occasionally a section might need to be repaired, but it stays up year round. So then there's like no maintenance. But you know, I don't know.
From
if
an aesthetic value, I have a problem with that for an aesthetic reason.
Yeah.
But also too, I think that if you leave it up all year round, you pretty much cut the lifespan of that net.
Oh yeah,
half.
Definitely.
You know, in Hackettstown, they get subsidized heavily, money's not really a problem.
Oh no, I understand that. You know.
So I'd almost rather be able to pull it up and keep it down, so this way, instead of 5 years, it lasts 10 years.
That makes sense.
Anything else from council?
This will be discussed on Saturday.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I do have something else. You're asking for money for background checks, too, though, but I thought we decided that you guys are going to be taking care of that on your own.
We are taking care of it, but when we talked about the background check, I said that I would be back here again to see if there would be a way that, you know, council could at least contribute to some of that. Because we don't want to raise our rec fees, and this definitely puts a dent somewhat into our rec fees. Right now, we're basically absorbing that cost.
So, want or need?
a want.
Okay, and what about the last shed, want or need?
Need. We only have six left, and we have a lot of people, especially elderly people, that ask for chairs.
What happened to the other one?
They've been destroyed over the years. I mean, they were very old. Those types of chairs get a lot of wear and tear, and we put them away every night. So it's not, you know, it's not like we leave them out. But one crack and we can't use it anymore. So.
Yeah, I saw more out there, and I saw you guys do put them away. I noticed that. So, confirmed. Still on it.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Charles.
Okay, that brings us to the audience portion. Remarks, petition statements, and testimony from guests.
Susan Sloan, 89 Grand Avenue. Do we hire a code inspector?
We're still working on it.
Excuse me?
We're still working on it.
Okay. I, for some reason, have been going down South Johnson the last few weeks. I don't know why it took me down there. There are Cadillacs piled up there on the curb, rotting near the stream. And we have to get them out of there.
That's Vanatta.
Oh, it's not Vanatta.
Vanatta
Street,
right?
Vanatta Street, right. Sorry.
There's like a 68 Cadillac, a red one. Are you talking about the red one?
What?
The red Cadillac is on there?
Yeah.
Like a 68
yeah.
Cadillac or something?
There's five Cadillacs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
two
some
red.
On the street, there's some.
Yeah.
From what I could see, the place is a dump. Not like my front yard, but it is. And because it's next to a stream, there's all kinds of stuff. But there's broken down cars in the road that haven't been moved. You can tell the tires are flat. And then I glanced over, the place is full of parts, car stuff, which probably includes chemicals to go in the stream, I know. What I'm hoping with the adding the stream part, that if somebody do something, it's not just an eyesore, it's a
environmental
concern. And I don't know why you have laws. If somebody's going to park on the street, how you take care of it, I have no idea. But they've been there a long time. Thank you.
Anyone else? See none. I accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? No ordinances, so that takes us to reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the report.
Thank you. Any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we've got resolutions. How about if we do 34 through 40, since they're all redemptions of the tax certificate?
I have to abstain on that.
Okay, second.
Yeah, me too.
I have to abstain on that, too. And that would be 39.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Can I ask a question?
We'll make that motion.
A question real quick.
Rob, second.
Second.
When you're supposed to abstain, is it know a person versus a conflict of interest, you know what I mean? When is it, is it just if it's sticky and you feel uncomfortable, you abstain? You know, like, if you know the people that are doing this, should you abstain?
I think so, I would think
yeah.
so.
If you...
That's what I mean, you know, it's not like there's a financial...
We got a counselor here.
I'm not sure exactly what the question is.
Well, like for somebody, say I know the family. Is this something? Does that mean I should abstain? Or
no, I don't think so. I think any number of council members could know lots of citizens of the borough. I don't think that's a reason to
abstain if you don't have any particular financial interest, just because you're acquainted with somebody.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So it is more the financial.
Because it was my property.
Well, yeah, oh,
that,
right.
That would be entirely appropriate.
Okay.
Essentially, if you have a financial interest in any way,
right.
You
so,
should
okay.
Abstain.
Yeah. All right, I'm not
going to
abstain now as much as I used to.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes, all with the exception of 39. I will abstain on that.
Torres?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Tool?
Yes, and ditto with Mr. Hagan said.
39?
Yep.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Everything but 39.
Say ditto.
All right, how about if we do 41 through 45, overpayment of taxes, like 2013?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? I will just note there is no 44 2013. Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
We have an approval of a fire department member, Adam Adams.
Yes.
I look to that side of the room for the motion for this one.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Vouchers.
Hey, can we stop the committee reports real quick?
Sure.
Councilman Thompson requests to be appointed to the Sewer Committee and the Road Streets Committee. Anybody have any objections to that?
Excellent.
Make the motion.
No.
Can we hear from Council Thompson?
Is there a second?
Does it need to be a motion?
Second.
Or can't he just be on
right.
The motion?
Right.
I have interest.
Okay.
Oh.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Just to formalize it. Okay. Now to vouchers.
Salute.
Second.
Any discussion on any of our bills?
Yes. Not so much any questions on the specific bills. I just have one of the, but then I want to go over a couple of things regarding the new reports. I did have a question. What is the, the non-budget premium redemption compared to that other, the taxed out certificate? Is that what that is?
Yeah, those. A premium, yeah, but compared to the tax redemption.
Right.
Different. When we have a tax sale, outside lien holders can come in and bid on a property. It's kind of like an auction. The bidding starts at 18%, works its way down to zero, and if there's still competitive bidding going on, they can offer a premium, meaning they're paying the municipalities extra dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So we take in $100,000 in a premium for one property. If that property isn't redeemed within 5 years, we keep the premium. The municipality does. However, if it is redeemed, it goes back to the lien holder.
So we're giving them back.
We have to give it back.
So we didn't get any premium.
We did not.
Okay, got it. All right, that was my one question. Then just with regard, well, no, I do have another question. The last page, and it kind of ties into the whole new reporting thing. Is youth basketball, is this, first of all, miscellaneous is spelled wrong, but is this a trust account? Because we need to be able to identify that it's a trust account. Otherwise, we shouldn't be taking money out of current funds.
No, it is trust.
Yeah,
I can tell by the 16, I know it's a trust account.
Yeah, because it used to be T.
It used to be T, I know.
So now we need somehow either give us like a key on here or,
okay.
Or so that we have, so I know, this way I won't ask the question next time, I'll know.
Right.
It's a trust account.
We're just eliminating the title miscellaneous.
What's that?
It's just a one-time printout of what the
right.
Prefix is
right, exactly,
because
it used to say T, so we would know.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't have to worry that it's not coming out of comp on the trust account. My other thing with the report, it took years to get sewer separated.
I know.
And sewers back in.
I know.
We need two separate reports. Current fund, sewer.
I don't think we can do it. It's a programming issue, and I have to go back and try it. I just don't have an answer right now.
And we have to go back to the old way then. Yeah, it has to be. You can't have sewer in there. We can't. We just.
Monies are not mixed together. It's separate. It's just accounted for.
Just separate those two pages.
Easier said than done.
I don't think that's what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion on our bills? Hearing none, a roll call, please.
Hand?
Yes.
Gleba?
Except for anything that has to do with the fire.
Yes, abstain from Finella.
Sewell?
Yes, abstain from anything that has to do with fire department or rescue squad.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Truck making for fire company.
Recap.
We'll prepare a resolution for the sustainable jersey for the next council meeting. Let's see. I'll look into the car situation on Venata Street. And then we'll address the concerns on the voucher list with a key identifying the accounts, and we'll start working on taking the sewer portion out and separating it.
And we'll make sure there's a library appointment for the next.
Yes, we'll have a library appointment.
And you'll do the other changes from my email about the report. With the date, like the encumbered date. Like, you're better off, we don't need to have a meeting date on there, but I'd rather have an important date on there.
I know.
Okay.
We have to change it in the program. But yeah, we're working on it.
All right.
Okay. Takes us to council remarks. Mrs. Gleba.
No, oh, boy, you came to me first.
Well, you're talking a lot today. I figure you're on a roll. We'll keep you going.
I know, I just have two things. I was wondering if you could find out from the DOT. I went on the website. I couldn't find it out. But as a courtesy to, like, the citizens, anyone that travels on Route 57, it's going to be the whole area of Route 57 is going to be closed.
I saw that.
I was wondering if you could contact the DOT and find out, like, when the project's going to be done, what area, what's an alternate route for all of us here that need to go that way, so that we could put it on the website and send out an email blast.
Is it towards Hackettstown?
Yeah.
Well, they have a detour. The DOT has a detour. If you look on 31 North, they're actually sending trucks up 31 North to Route 46, heavy trucks, and they're sending them through Hackettstown that way. And what they're going to do is, I guess, allow cars to go, you know, any which way, whether it's Jackson Valley, Asher Anderson, or whatever.
I believe
but trucks, are they're saying the 31
yeah,
to 46.
I believe our police also have put out something on their Facebook page.
Yeah. There's a bridge in Andersontown to replace, and the beams are rotted, and I guess it's going to be a very long project.
I don't know. So what about regular cars?
Regular cars, take Andersontown Road, or from the north side of town, you can take Jackson Valley to Mansfield.
Where's Anderson?
Anderson Road, right where McDonald's is, on the light down at 31 South. Anderson, I'm sorry, Asher Anderson Road, yeah.
Oh,
it cuts across right to 31, but I think that might be, I think it's after that bridge, so that should be okay.
Wait, could you go, say, Railroad Avenue to, like, Chambers Bridge? That's my point. Do you come, there's a million alternate routes. At what point can you come back out onto Route 57? That's my question.
After Anderson, right by Anderson Hotel.
By the church.
Anderson Church.
By the church.
The bridge, there's a brook right by Anderson Hotel. That bridge is getting replaced. Yes, between King Ralph Motel, I think it was called, or whatever it is now, and Anderson.
If we could get some information, like when the project's going to be done, just so.
There's something in the paper about it, I think, too. It was like an 8-month project, I think, if I couldn't remember.
Okay.
Wrong. But,
okay,
sounds about right.
I didn't see that, and it wasn't on their website. They had all the other open projects, but not that. And then
it may
also
be on the Mansfield Township website.
I know Washington Township, Morris County has something out, too, but that had to do with them also.
So. Well, yeah, it doesn't really, it's not actually
in our town,
so
right.
That's why I couldn't find it. It said contact your local official, and I'm like, well.
True. We get the word out better.
But what else do you have?
Then just for, it was in the committee report, not committee report, the manager's report. At some point you're going to talk about the AFS, but I did think it was great news that it should be shared with the, you know, with the public, that the annual financial statement was completed, and we really have a healthy current fund balance now, and we don't have to go out for any tax anticipation notes in 2013, which will save us a lot of money and interest and stuff. So we're really really making a lot of headway with regards to our finances, so, you know, it's a great job to everyone.
We can tow away the cars.
Mr. Torres.
Let's not get overzealous.
The only remarks that I have tonight, I was wondering if possibly we could look into the future and be a little proactive and set up a committee on the council to investigate possible new tenants for the property at BASF that we know shortly will be, not shortly, but, you know, in the, in the near future will be, you know. So I was thinking, similar to what Philipsburg did down there, getting a client for their industrial park, maybe we should look to the state, look otherwise, form a committee to see if we could, you know, somehow get the ball rolling proactively in terms of trying to find a some buyer, you know.
Probably the first step is working through the bid in the Chamber of Commerce on that, I would think.
I would suggest that you involve BASF to find out what their plans are with the proceeding.
But I think somebody, I think the council should...
Can't pull the rug out from underneath them.
You know, on the rug. Somebody on the council or the council committee or whatever should really be informed as well, I think.
I doubt it. I'd be really very surprised.
Mrs. Connery. Mr. Higgins.
When is our solid waste contract up?
I believe it's the end of this year.
The end of this year. So when should we start with RFPs for...
I would say...
August?
Early spring, May, June.
May? Okay. They keep putting over my garbage can lids. I just want to voice that.
They have replacement lids, you know.
I had a core park on one.
And one other question. Have we gotten rid of that dumpster yet? Has it been full?
Not full. It's pretty slow in the winter. We expect it to pick up in the summertime.
It's almost full, though.
Three quarters? We haven't had anyone the past two Saturdays. We've been open. It's mainly during the week.
So should we just make that, put that out in some type of letter that it's only going to be open one Saturday?
I spoke about it with the road supervisor today, and we feel that we'll keep it this way for now because we know it'll pick up in the summer. But at the end of next year, we'll change it where we're not open on Saturdays in the winter. We'll just accept it December through March, Monday through Friday.
And have you gotten any information from the solar people? I know you gave us the agreement.
Right. They are in limbo. We have not heard anything from them yet.
We extended it to the end of March, right?
Correct. Spoke with Lorraine Staples today on this topic, and we discussed that they are approaching their deadline, and that will give them to mid-March, reach out to them and find out what their plan is.
Okay, and did we get the numbers from the Township Police Department?
Not yet. I actually spoke with Kevin, and they're discussing it at their meeting tonight.
You're going to be in executive session, I think?
I am.
I have some questions for you, Kevin. That's all I have.
Mr. Jewell.
I got a couple things. First off, I want to dovetail off of Janine. What she said, we have some good news with our fund balance. We got just about $1.4 million in there right now, and that's a good thing for the town and the borough. We could get some capital projects hopefully done. You know, we don't want to spend it all. We got money to bank. We want to keep money to bank, but we don't want to not take advantage of this, which is good. We're actually, it's a positive thing, positive press. If the Express Times is here, or they can hear me, listen to the recordings. I want to thank the mayor. I wasn't here for the last meeting. I apologize, but I want to thank the mayor, manager, fire official, Rick, and fire chief. And I think your daughter was here, right, helping set up tables for everybody, so the Albia thing. Thank you for your response. That was excellent. That was great to hear. I know Christine called me at work. I heard about it. I was actually listening to the scanner at work while I was working, and I was like, geez. And she called me, and I was like, man, hopefully everything is good and everything is locked down, so it's good everybody was safe. So far, I like how the police is releasing emails, and I see Facebook now. They're putting good PR out there, letting us know what's going on in town. If you don't have Facebook, I think, can you go to their website, or is it on our website, that the police reports that come up every now and then?
The press releases?
Press releases,
no.
Yeah.
I see them in the paper.
Yeah.
As soon as I get them, I see them in the paper. I don't know if we...
Yeah, I'm just glad to see that they're updating us on things.
I see them on Lehigh Valley Live.
Yeah, Lehigh Valley Live, too. I see a lot more.
Section.
there's a lot more going on for them, you know, as far as reaching out to the public, letting them know, you know, the good and bad of what's going on in town. So it's kind of good to be informed. And I spoke to you, I sent an email with the vandalism, the crosswalk. I don't know how we're making out with the police department. Are they able to look at anything? Cameras downtown or anything?
They do have cameras downtown. And Detective Pantuso and Brooks were in today to talk to me about cameras. Unfortunately, the angle of that camera is facing towards Gibson's and not our crosswalk.
Okay.
So we don't have anything on the camera. But we're working with the insurance company, and hopefully they'll cover the sensor that's broken.
Okay. That is
just for security reasons. It's probably a good idea to move to strike that portion of the location from recording of the camera. Which way it's facing, probably not a good idea to have that public there now.
I think you can clearly see on the street.
Yeah.
Or anybody. You know. But that's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Thompson. But it's not a red light camera.
No.
Not a red light camera. Thank you.
No red light there.
I have nothing more. That takes us to 44-2013, executive session, for purposes of litigation and contract.
I don't have...
I can hear a
after
report
a 10-minute break.
Yes.
Motion?
I just made it.
Second.
Second.